Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, we're live.
On Sell or Die, and this is Monday Motivation. Welcome. Hi, Tyson. Hi, everybody.
We are in Paris, France.
Oh, yeah.
And in an Airbnb, so you can see our gorgeous surroundings. We're surrounded by someone else's furniture.
Yes, and their art.
And the little art is a little bit tacky, but that's a whole other issue we may tell you next Monday.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it is sales excuse time.
Oh, yeah. Lots of salespeople are making excuses right now, or really thinking that there are real reasons why they're not making sales, why they're not getting
the call. About nothing. They're whining about nothing. Hey, nobody's calling me back. I can't get my calls returned because it's a holiday.
You know, we didn't even introduce ourselves, so we probably should take a second.
Yeah,
you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, we probably should take a second and intro in case you don't know who we are. So,
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote The Sales Bible, a little red book of selling, and a bunch of other stuff, including a new book, Get Shit Done.
Hell yeah. And I'm Jen Gittimer, and I wrote Sales in a New York Minute. And welcome to Sell or Die, you guys. Welcome, welcome. We are so grateful. We just recently surpassed 2 million downloads, which is just like amazing and mind-blowing. So yes. Thank you. Hey, Amy. Hey, Brian. Hey, Tyson. What's up, you guys? Hey. And all of you people who are listening from your cars and not on Facebook Live, thank you for pushing play today. I promise.
There's a lot of people that listen in their cars.
I know. Or on your walks with
hundreds
your dogs.
Hundreds of thousands of them. I don't know how we can fit them all online without crashing the internet.
So Tyson has a great point. He says, it should say not getting my text returned.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. It's but totally true.
Regardless of the... Listen. Since I started writing in 92, my first column... For that Christmas season, I started in March. My first column at the Christmas time was, can't get your calls returned. Everyone's gone for the holidays. What's your excuse, you douchebag? You can't say douchebag, right? Yeah. Okay, you can't. But here's the deal. Why are you blaming people? And you pick it. Well, no one's calling me back because it's Easter. Well, no one's calling me back because it's Thanksgiving. Well, no one's calling me back because it's Valentine's Day. Dude. People are alive. Maybe they're not calling you back, but they're there.
Yes.
Why don't you just say, people aren't calling me back because my message sucked?
But I don't think that when salespeople say people aren't calling me back, they realize that it's a blame. Like, they don't think, oh, people aren't calling me back, so... like they really feel like they're not in the office or they're on vacation or they're not doing... that they're not there to take their call.
Right. They're there. They just don't want to talk to you.
Well, maybe they do want to talk to you.
So We had an epiphany today, and where the hell were we?
We were at our dinner.
Wait, at dinner.
Which story are you talking about?
Our overcome the subjection, and I'm going to use this forever, literally forever. Okay.
First of all, hey Anthony, what's up?
So you get somebody's voicemail, and you're all pissed off, right? That's standard. Oh shit, I got voicemail, and you say, I'm having a contest. And the best voicemail I listen to today is going to get a free trip around the world for two people. But you came in second. Let me tell you what second prize is. Second prize is you have to call me back and you leave your number. Now, the challenge that you have is you're not having any fun. The guy's not going to call you back anyway. Why not at least make him laugh a little
bit? Maybe he will call you back, or she will call you back.
He saw who you were on his phone, and he put you through to voicemail. And he may not even listen to the message. I just got your message a week ago. It was pretty funny, so I thought I'd call you right back. No, here's the deal. You think about it. Just think about it from the perspective of, I want to get my call returned. That's all you want is a chance to talk to the guy, correct? I mean, that's the object.
Or gal.
Yeah.
So if you're on this right now, let us know right in there. Like,
call
let us
somebody.
Know. No, let us know what you're dealing with. Are you getting your calls returned? Are you struggling to get your calls returned, text returned, email returned? What's your situation right now? Let us know. We want to know so that maybe we can even go back and forth on this and help you. Why are you shaking your head no?
Because it's funny to do it. Just call the guy. Get his voicemail on purpose. I was hoping I would get your voicemail because I'm having a contest today for the best voicemail that I've heard. And first prize is going to be a trip around the world for two. But you've already lost because yours isn't that good. Second prize is you get to call me back. And I'd like you to do it right away. And then you give your number. Boom. At least you're having fun. What you're doing right now, this is Bob, and I'm calling about the proposal that I sent. And I wondered if you had any questions. Douchebag. All you want is the money. Oh, now, let's talk about the fact that why you're complaining. Why are you complaining that no one's calling you back? This is the only time of the year when you have the opportunity to make two sales. Many companies...
Well, there's a lot of people who just joined us. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about how to get your call returned and things that you can do. And Jeffrey just gave away one of them really quickly, all up front. And so we're going to continue to dive into some other strategies that we've thought up of for you to email, text, whatever you want to call it, smoke signal returned.
Now think about this. Many companies who end on December 31st have unspent budgets. Those same companies are working on their next year's budget of where to spend their money. You have two opportunities to go make a sale. One, unspent money, and two, unspent money. Well, unspent money for the previous year and unspent money for the next year. It's a perfect time.
So there's tons of companies right now that have to spend their money before the end of the year. They like have to spend it or they lose it. I've been in that situation. Are you yawning or trying to hide a yawn or something?
Yeah, I'm yawning.
Okay, so they have to spend it and they're either gonna spend it with you or they're gonna spend it with someone else, but they're not gonna let it go to waste, okay? And then there's next
Some
year's money.
Some companies, if they don't spend it, they don't get it next year. Mm-hmm. So this is the challenge. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's, you have a 6-week period of time to make two sales. One for money that they didn't spend last year, and one for money that they're budgeting for next year. Think about the opportunity there, and you're pissed off about it.
And like, that's literally, we have a few customers in that situation right now where they're breaking up their payment to spend part of it on this year through this year's budget and part of it through next year's budget. But that's because we're in communication with them.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm a budget expert. And I was just calling to find out how you're doing with yours. I was wondering if you had anything left over from last year, because my job is to make sure that if there is anything left over, that you give it all to me. And now that since I have you on the phone or have you on the voicemail, let's talk about next year. Am I in the budget next year to be able to make certain that you can invest in the best possible outcome, me? Come on, you're just having no fun at this.
Oh, look, we have some friends here. Glenn, Dave, this is awesome. Roger, I'm having a contest today on the best Facebook Live post. Where do you think you finished?
Yeah, we finished first. I'm just telling you that right now.
Nick is from New South Wales, Australia. What's up? All right, what else we got here? Brian, what are the three questions you ask? We want to know.
I asked three questions.
Yeah. So there's another part of this.
Yeah.
And it's when you're saying that the prospect, the customer, whoever, is not calling me back, that's a belief. It's not factual, okay? Right. It's a belief. It's in your head. And it's something you're actually projecting onto your customer because you're probably leaving a shitty-ass voicemail expecting them to not call you back because you already believed before you made the call that they're not going to call you back.
Hi, this is Jeffrey. You're probably not going to call me back, so that's something extremely important, but why should I leave the message? They're not going to call me back. And then you just leave your phone number, and then you'll get a call back. But it amazes me that salespeople will go, well, I'm not going to leave a message because they'll blah, blah, blah. Salespeople don't leave messages. Dumbest fucking thing on the planet. You leave a message every single time, and if you don't leave a message, what you're saying to yourself is, I have nothing of value to say. I have nothing of humor to say. I have no humor, no value.
Okay, so we came up with a few ideas. So we gave you the voicemail idea just now. That's like, you know, pretty stellar. If you missed that idea, I hope that you'll go back and listen to it.
Yeah, there's a couple of ideas in there.
But and then if you're going off of this thing that the customer won't call me back or email me back or text me back or whatever is a belief and it's not factual, then you have to realize that belief is about you. And you have to stop making it personal. Make it about them. Make it about I
Are
have to.
Are you calling, not calling me back because you don't like me? I'm a very sensitive person.
So, a few things. Get creative. Jeffrey gave you one example. He came up with that at dinner. I've come up with examples for our salespeople. Like, all you have to do is think about what could be funny. What could you say to your customers that could make them laugh and make them want
to
call you back?
You have nothing to lose.
Awesome. Okay, so get creative, have fun, don't waste time. Like, if no one's calling you back and that's actually factual and you feel like you've gotten rid of that belief and you've somehow been super positive about it and changed your mindset around it and you're not getting any freaking calls, then start planning right now for next year. Start figuring out what you need to do
Call our office. I promise we'll call you back. We'll pat you on the head. Don't worry. Someone's out there that
we'll
wants to talk
back.
To you. Yeah, we'll call you back.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I love it.
But here's the deal. Start funny. Just start funny. I'm having a contest for the best voicemail of the day, and you're sucked. I mean, seriously, Mr. Bob, what are you thinking there with that voicemail? Who the hell is going to call you back?
Okay, here's the last thing. Turn it into a game. Like, figure out how many no's do you need to get a yes and have a lot of fun with it. Try and beat your top score from last time. So if yesterday you needed 10 no's, 10 unanswered calls to get someone on the phone, today go for 9.
I was hoping I would get your voicemail and you did it. I got your voicemail. I'm so happy I got your voicemail and I'm going to be one of the few salespeople that actually leaves a message because it's in your best interest. You just won a package of Oreo cookies. And I need your mailing address so I know where to mail them. Oh, and we'll send milk.
See how easy this is? It's easy. Yeah. All right. Greg wants to know, what did you have for dinner?
We ate Italian French. It's phenomenal.
It's an Italian restaurant in France down by Bastille. And first of all, we have to walk everywhere right now because all the people are striking. So you can't, like, take taxis. Well, you can take taxis, but there's a lot of traffic. and Uber. We saw like 100
people at the bus stop.
Oh my God, it was waiting crazy.
For a bus. And a bus is coming down the street, so we watched to see what would happen. The bus was full.
No one got on. All the people had to keep waiting.
It's crazy.
So we walked to this really great Italian place. And
you had
clams.
Spaghetti with clams.
Yeah, and I had tortellini. That was like amazing.
And we had a half of a bottle of Valpolicella. This is why I'm yawning.
Matt says he's about to try the Oreo cookie deal right now. Right. I love it.
We had chocolate mousse for dessert.
Oh, chocolate mousse here is to die for. Mousse au chocolat.
Yeah.
Anthony, we are in Paris, so it was not the same Italian place that we went to, but it was that restaurant that we went to is almost as good.
Yeah, that's true. But Charlotte Italian is not like French Italian.
No, no. So.
But the bread. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Anyway.
It's so stinking good. Yeah. All right, you guys. We're going to jump. We don't want to hear any more excuses that the customer's not going to call you back.
Put something in the Facebook. Post something up on our Facebook that you actually did something.
Christy's going to buy a case of Oreos right now. Exactly. I love it.
I put the meme out there so you would actually get the feel of, I need a bottle of milk, a couple of glasses, and some Oreo cookies. Because if you don't dunk them, you're not really taking the full advantage of Oreos.
Right. Obviously.
But we are reporting live from Paris. We will, I don't know what the hell time it is, like 10 o'clock.
I know, it's 10 o'clock here, so we're going to
peace out. Our oven is blinking 12.
Yeah. By the way, there's no microwave, so you have to drink your coffee or it gets cold. Then it's out.
Oh, my God. That's so horrible. We're in Paris, and we have no microwave. What the hell are we going to do?
You've been complaining about it for like 48 hours.
Let's bitch about it.
He's like, let's tell the Airbnb owners they forgot to buy a microwave. Like, they give a shit.
Right. By the way, that's their slogan in France. We don't give a shit.
Oh, man. Yes, double stuff. Tim Tams in Australia. Tim Tams are amazing. Oh, man. If you've not tried a Tim Tam before, you haven't lived. I'll go on record with that. They're so good. All right. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm saying au revoir from the beautiful city of Paris, the city of lights, except when it's cloudy.